You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh, 638. This is KDK Radio. I'm Larry Richard.
I'm John Shumway. Good morning, and thanks for being with us in Food Town.
And we'll keep you posted and as we get to Sunrise South, the damage from Hurricane Michael, now Tropical Storm. We'll have the latest, and we'll be going live to the Panhandle coming up. Right now, every day of the week, you seem like there's a new restaurant opening up in the region.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And Emily Catalano is the founder of Good Food Pittsburgh and on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. So John invited her, and I said, absolutely, let's talk to Emily about some new restaurants in town. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. You know, when you go to your website and you click on new openings, okay, you expect to see one or two, but I mean, there's a bunch of places that have opened in the last couple of months.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, I just was doing a count, and we have covered more than 60 new restaurant openings since the beginning of the year, and that is more than we covered all of 2017. So it just keeps coming more and more and more.
There is such a dramatic and dynamic shift over the years, especially in Pittsburgh, because back in the day, there were just so few restaurants. And once they were established, and if they made it through that initial period, they were just around. And those were the places everybody went. But now there's so many options, which has its good and bad side, right? Because if you're not a really good restaurant, you're probably not going to survive.
Yeah, it is so hard to survive these days, and it's really hard to find people to work in these restaurants. So I know that a lot of the restaurants I talk to, finding qualified staff is a big problem. But it's good for diners because we have a lot of choices, and we have a lot of great restaurants to go to now in Pittsburgh.
Well, the one that's fascinating to me is where Dell's used to be in Bloomfield. It's now called Sugar and Smoke. Tell us about it.
Oh, I'm so excited about this one. They just opened a couple of weeks ago, so they're really brand new, and it is all Southern food. I mean, the best Southern food. So you have jambalaya and fried green tomatoes and po' boys, and they also have an amazing Sunday brunch.
And she crab soup.
She crab soup. Yeah, you were excited about the she crab soup.
I am. I've got to get my Southern wife to Sugar and Smoke. But Larry, originally from Millvale, your hometown has become quite a hotbed.
Yeah, they had the Grant Bar has been there forever, and they still do a great job, especially their shrimp. Whatever the breaded shrimp is amazing. But now all these other places popping up, Millvale's become kind of like the new Lawrenceville in terms of its accessibility to the city, the school district, and accessibility to the North Hills. A lot of people are discovering Millvale, especially entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm. It's absolutely getting there. There's one place that just opened up called Duncan Street Sandwich Shop. They have really, I mean, these are not like your typical turkey and cheese sandwiches. You're going in there and you're getting like a rosemary, brown sugar, and black pepper turkey sandwich with everything homemade. They make all of their breads in-house daily, and they change their menu all the time. So this is really one of my favorite new places. They're in Millvale. They just opened up. And then coming soon in the next couple of weeks is a new pizza place in Millvale called Ironborn Pizza. So they do really, it's not deep dish. Don't call it deep dish. They get mad. It is Detroit-style pizza, but it is served in individual personal size pans, and it is just really thick, really delicious. They actually have a shop, a storefront in Smallman Galley right now, and they've been incredibly popular, so that's going to be opening up soon.
And over on the south side, there's a place doing Venezuelan street food?
Yeah, cilantro and ajo. So this is really exciting because we don't have a ton of Venezuelan restaurants, but here they have traditional arepas. They have empanadas, fried plantains, all of this really great stuff at a really great price point.
And we mentioned Lawrenceville, and of course there are even more new places in Lawrenceville, which is kind of a hot spot nationally. People know about it as one of the coolest neighborhoods, and the foodie people have even more reason to go there now.
Yeah, there's one place opening up in Lawrence that has opened up called Walter's Southern Kitchen. So it is all barbecue. You're getting really great brisket, ribs, and they also have like a huge outdoor space.
There you go, John. Another yeah. Southern restaurant.
Another competition there for Sugar and Smoke. And what is the Black Cat Market? It doesn't sound like good luck.
The Blacktop Market, so you're going to get, it doesn't, what did you say it doesn't sound like what?
Well, it says Black Cat Market, is that correct?
This is the Black Cat Market, so I don't know if you've heard of a cat cafe. Do you know what that is?
Is that where there are literally cats in the cafe?
Yes, so they're separated from the food and drink.
Yeah, they're not cooked, John.
No.
I wasn't suggesting that.
Okay, just to make that clear.
So it's a great concept. So you go and you can order coffee. They also have some prepared foods. And you can schedule time to go into a separate room apart from the food and drinks where you can hang out with all of these adoptable cats. And you can adopt them through Animal Friends Rescue. You can go and visit them, play with them. Or if you want to take one home, then you can take one home also.
Isn't this the second cat cafe in Pittsburgh? Isn't there another one?
There is another one called Cat Colony down in the Strip District. And so, you know, if you don't want to have your own cat but want to get your cat fixed, you have two great places to do it.
Larry, you should open one called Who Let the Dogs In and go with dogs.
Too bad the cat didn't get his tongue. Meanwhile, you can go to goodfoodpittsburgh.com, a tremendous resource. And, you know, people love this stuff. And it's always fun if they want to venture out and try something new. That's the place to go. Emily Cat Alano is the founder of Good Food Pittsburgh and a cat-friendly person, too. Emily, thank you.
Well, thanks for having me.
You might want to listen to Dr. Mike Hutchinson from Animal General next hour at 7:38 this morning.